This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It can be, shall we say, difficult to separate the news wheat from the remaining chaff and all the words coming out of Washington of late. Every now and then, though, there is something of substance that happens, and today was one of those days. President Trump has, as you know, been talking about corporate taxes a lot and how, as we told you Friday, making companies pay less in tax would boost wages for the average American family by about $4,000 a year. This morning, the White House Council of Economic Advisors published a white paper containing its economic logic, as well as a convenient list of all the economists whose work they used in coming up with their numbers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams caught up with a couple of them.
The White House says lower taxes would convince companies to repatriate profits stashed overseas. Arpana Mathur is with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute and cited in the report.
The hope is that by making U.S. corporate tax rates more competitive, we would actually keep a lot of those profits back in the U.S. and those would eventually find the way into higher wages for workers.
Another argument, cutting corporate taxes will prompt business expansion. James Hines is with the University of Michigan Law School.
Greater business expansion basically always winds up to the benefit of workers. The question is how much.
Hines's research also made it into the White House paper. He says the theory is sound, but an income boost of $4,000 per family is really pushing the limits of the data.
It's just the extrapolations that I think are the part of the report that seems very much on the high end of the effect on household incomes.
Kimberly Clausing of Reed College, also cited in the report, says the Council of Economic Advisors was selective in how they used research.
A less generous interpretation is that it's a deliberate attempt to mislead the public to convince them that business tax cuts will actually help workers.
She says what works in theory doesn't work in real life.
Wage growth has been anemic despite really high corporate after-tax profits in recent years. So it's unclear what the magic elixir is that now means that higher after-tax profits will suddenly translate into greater wages.
Most economists say it's companies and their shareholders who will reap the biggest benefits from a cut in corporate taxes. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.